Mark, on your list of predictions for 2014, you have the new Microsoft that no one expected. Microsoft gets a new CEO with a new power structure that encourages cooperation instead of warring factions and which leads to improved success in consumer markets. The stock continues to climb on an annualized basis and Redmond starts to get some of its mojo back, defined by people wanting to work there. Well, we have the appointment of new CEO Satya Nadella. Is your prediction still on track?
I think we're half done, Dave. That's exactly how it feels to me. 50% half done, great so far, not quite finished.
Okay, well, what do you think is great so far? I mean, he's talking mobile first, cloud first. Is that an encouraging sign?
That is an encouraging sign. That has not been said before. So the idea that you've got a new CEO who's a tech guy, that's great. You actually got Bill coming back as a tech guy again. That's good. And so you have two tech guys at the top, which is a new power structure. It's kind of new old. And Satya's not done yet. I have a feeling he's going to make some other structural announcements in the near future. So we kind of need to wait and see what he'll do in terms of the power structure inside the company. He may add or delete new positions at the top somewhere. And particularly, I think, because he's saying this mobile-first business, we need to see what his plan is to do a mobile-first, cloud-first strategy, coming from a guy who's not really a mobile guy. He's not a cell phone guy. He's really the back-end guy. He's a server data center kind of guy.
Now, what about innovation? That's always been a very popular Microsoft buzzword, but Microsoft's history has often been one of being a fast follower. They'll let another company sort of develop a market and then move in and try to take that over. Do you see Microsoft being more innovative and being first in new markets now?
Well, this is an interesting question, Dave, because that's been the company that Bill built, and now we have Satya as CEO. And I think that he's capable of inventing some things. He's a smart guy, and it'll be really interesting to see. He seems to have a history of being willing to take risks, but not too much of a risk. And that's not bad for a CEO, particularly probably coming from the enterprise side. So I think we might see some surprises out of Satya. I think we might see him moving forward in ways which are important, necessary, and perhaps couldn't have happened before.
Now, what's the Redmond bubble, and what role is that going to play in Microsoft going forward?
Well, we all have bubbles, and it's just a term that I've invented. I think it's hard for anybody on a crew, including the people in Redmond, to get outside of the box, get outside of the bubble, to not feel as though you've got it all figured out. And historically, I think that that's been a problem with Microsoft, that they will launch a product to think, well, this is okay enough, or this is great, or it's perfect. And the rest of the world takes a look and goes, well, it's not really a 10x improvement, so we're not impressed. And it would be really good for the company if Satya or if somebody else could come in and say, look, let's not ship something which is good enough. You know, Windows 8 comes to mind, I guess, in a certain way. But let's actually do something which is user-driven or which is user-delightful, which is kind of what Steve Ballmer used to talk about doing, and actually do it.
So to sum up, Satya Nadella as CEO, so far you are encouraged, right?
I am. And partly I think it's because I suspect that he is, in a way, he's a solution to an equation. It's a very complex equation. You've got the new chairman, John Thompson. You've got very powerful guys. You've got Bill Gates coming back in. You've got Steve Ballmer, longtime CEO, very powerful personality. And how are you going to do this? And Satya seems to be, at least from afar to me, he seems to be a personality type who has great character and great drive. He's smart. He's probably not going to be too intimidated. And he's able to deal with people in a non-aggressive way, which allows them to mix and match. And that's kind of going to be critical for the CEO of Microsoft. So if you combine that with his intelligence and his willingness to try something new, you might have the only way to do this right.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Anderson publishes Strategic News Service, a newsletter for the computing and telecommunications industries at stratnews.com. We spoke through the internet from his office in the San Juan Islands. You can hear our conversation online at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.